You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So if you joined us yesterday, you heard our conversation possibly about Town Topic is limiting its hours now at its 20th and Broadway location.
After 90 years.
Yeah.
Flagship location.
Instead of being open 24 hours a day, they are going to close at 8 o'clock each night because of some ne'er-do-well activity that's going on in a lot adjacent to the restaurant that they do not own.
Where there was a murder a couple of weeks ago.
So joining us in studio in the 5 o'clock hour will be Danny Lopez, who is the owner of Manny's. Also the president, you said, Sam, of the Kansas City Restaurant Association.
He used to be. I think he still holds that title. Okay. Yeah, the Greater Kansas City Restaurant Association. David, by the way.
I wrote David. I don't know why I said Danny. Sorry, beg your pardon.
Combining David and Manny. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
David Lopez, owner of Manny's, yes. He'll be joining us in studio. A tourist who drew widespread condemnation in Hawaii after a witness recorded him chucking a coconut-sized rock at Lammy, a beloved Hawaiian monk seal off of Maui Beach, has been arrested.
I thought he got his you-know-what kicked for it.
By federal agents.
Good.
His name is unpronounceable. His first name is Igor.
So is his face.
His last name is Light Vine Chuck. He is 38 years old of Covington, Washington.
38 years old. Uh-huh. And after he hit the seal, I can't even watch the video because it just makes me sick. Somebody said he bragged. He was rich. He was going to get away with it. And then I read someone stepped in and handled business right there. A guy stepped in.
Hawaiians don't play.
No. Not with their nature.
You're right. He did tell a witness, quote, "I don't care. I'm rich enough to pay any fine."
Okay.
And he said, "How about this fine? Pah!
Rich enough to pay your medical bills."
What did it sound like when they landed the punch?
He said, "How about this fine? Pah!"
Okay.
I like it. Pah! Have you ever been driving home and you saw something so unusual that you thought, "I'm going to stop and take a photo of that because no one's going to believe me"? I'm on my way home last night.
Did we see a puma again?
I did not see a puma, but this does involve wildlife. And it's a gorgeous day the last couple days.
Gorgeous. It's been fantastic.
And so everybody's out walking, and, you know, I'm waving at people, and I am driving almost to my house. And I look over, and a woman is on a walk, and I see she's holding something. And I'm like, what is that? It looked like a leash, but there was no dog. And so as I slow down and pass this lovely woman, she very much, in fact, has a leash. And the leash is attached to a very large bird that is sitting on her shoulder. She was out walking a bird.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, glorious,
that
Sam.
That sounds like a call to 911 if I ever heard one.
Sounds like she's in distress.
You needed some exercise, and your bird, you know, wanted to go along, and it's a beautiful day out. Good on you.
So is she a falconer? I mean, did you stop and talk to her?
It was not a falcon. It was a, what's that bird that goes?
A pigeon?
No, they're a cockatoo. It was a cockatoo. One of those yellow, big plumed cockatoos. Nice. And I mean, this thing was, it was big. And it was just right
on her shoulder?
On her right shoulder, and she had a leash and was just walking, seemed happy as a clam.
Did you pull up, roll your window down, and go, "Aye, matey"?
No, she went, "Ca-ca, ca-ca."
Are you losing an eye patch?
Where's the booty?
I just have never seen anything like it.
Where's the booty?
It was very interesting.
Very funny. I've been a little disappointed, I must confess, because the nights have been, the evenings have been horribly, horribly nice. And so lately, you know, none of our shows are on right now, and so we'll get home, and we'll have dinner at 6:30, watch Wheel, and what, Dan?
That just makes me chuckle.
Okay. Grandpa. We'll watch Wheel, and then at 7, I say the same thing every night. Do you want to go sit out front? And we go sit out front. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, 70 degrees. Sun's going down, but still up.
Mm-hmm.
There is no one out in our neighborhood.
Why don't you sit out back? I'm surprised you would sit out front. I don't want to talk to people.
Really?
Well, I mean, not when I'm relaxing at the end of the day, no. I prefer just to, you know.
Well, it's not like we're going to break down, you know, Einstein's law of gravity or anything like that.
Pretty sure he wasn't involved in that.
I don't either, but whatever.
I mean, how else do you get the scoop on the neighborhood,
you know? That's true.
I am the eyes and ears of my neighborhood.
I'm going to give you a little tip, folks, because you know I don't miss a Royals game. But when it is this nice out, it's, you know, you start feeling guilty that let's sit around and watch a Royals game, right? I said to him last night, why don't we shut the TV off and listen to the game?
Ooh.
We'll listen to Lefevre's call. Had a little fire out back. Had a little glass of wine. We listened to the game.
A little mind theater.
And actually had conversation, which I think when you're physically watching the game is harder to do. When you're watching the game, you're watching it. You're commenting about the, there was a female umpire behind the plate last night, which I love to see. Yep. And I said, you know what? Let's turn this off. Let's listen.
There was a female umpire?
Yes, there was.
Hey, behind, don't sound so surprised.
Behind home plate last night. Yes, there was.
Huh.
She went, ah, when it was a strike. Ah.
Okay.
And
sound like a pirate?
We listened to it. And so if you guys are looking to mix it up, I'm telling you, it reminds me of my childhood. My grandfather and I used to always sit around, my dad too. We would listen to the Royals games, even if it was on TV on a nice summer night. I can still remember the windows would be open in the house because they did not have air conditioning. You could hear the cicadas outside.
Where did they live?
Well, this was like, I don't know, in the late 70s, early 80s.
We had air conditioning.
Yeah, they didn't get central air till later. They had an attic fan.
Ooh, love the attic fan.
And there's something about the listening to that call on the radio that reminds me of my childhood.
Huh.
Also, being in nature is good, you know?
Hearing the birds. Yeah, I liked it.
Get the frequency of the wind through your veins.
I liked it.
But if you had that giant fountain, you could probably mount a TV on it.
You could. There would be a water feature. It would be very, very relaxing, Dan.
With your pond.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.